The land broke. That's what happened. It twisted and ground. The earth cracked and it tore. The earth worried and twisted back and forth until it snapped like when a rusty piece of metal snaps. Somewhere in the scrub of Douglas County, Wisconsin, between the headwaters of the St. Croix and the southern shores of Lake Superior, a flap of earth, a flap of stone, a flap of tectonic plate 50 miles long tore right down to the ancient basalt, and it bent back like a war wound and ripped until the waters broke through. The waters seeped first, and then they gushed. And they kept gushing. That's what they say. I haven't been up there. I don't know if anybody's been up there. Not even Jensen P. Jensen. There were warnings, signs, birds flying upside down, clocks running backwards, and burning dogs that came yipping through the darkness and loopy-looed through the dust and the mist and the mud. Lake Superior tipped like a cracked porcelain bowl, they say, sloshed east and then sloshed west. The Canadian lakes from Winnipeg to Reindeer to Athabasca linked like beads of sweat and cut a gash across the northwest shale all the way to the Arctic Ocean. Nearly drained Hudson Bay. Or that's what they say. I've never been up there. It's hard to get up there. It's half melted. It's slippery. The old road signs don't make much sense. That's what they say. I was in Memphis when we all felt the jolt of the land breaking. Made your knees wobble, made you choke on your own bile. It was part of the New Madrid Fault. You've heard of the New Madrid Fault. It goes like this. In 1811, the continent cracked in two, and one side of the river slid right underneath the other side, right down the middle of the Mississippi. The Snakin' River shivered and ran backwards. The low bean fields and marshes of the Boot Heel boiled and steamed. Some fish were thrown 100 feet high. Others hid amongst the Indian corn. That's what they say. That's what happened last time. They say Sykeston was at the epicenter. I've only ever been blind drunk in Sykeston, so I wouldn't even know for sure what side of the river that town might be on. I had an uncle who lived there once. I doubt he knew what side of the river he lived on either. He died there. He was my favorite relative. The wall of water was a few days, maybe a week away. Oh, that wall of water. It was followed by more walls of water. Some of the walls of water ran over the tectonic plates, and some ran under. The walls of water are cold and foreign. The walls of water are dumb and relentless. They continue to be. Haven't seen the other side of the river since. Nobody has.